you'll often hear like journalists and radio presenters and stuff waffling on about producers and production techniques and stuff like that. And sometimes you might roll your eyes and think, oh God, shut up. Get over yourself, you noodly idiot. But it is actually really important. And I think it's obvious how important it can be when you listen to a song like that. A song that has been so washed in reverb, but that absolutely adds to the sound. That song wouldn't be what it is if it hadn't been produced in that way. And I remember I mentioned this on a show a couple of weeks back when I first played Pink Milk, the band we just listened to. I used to have a Roland TD-10 drum kit, which is like an electronic drum kit. And there was a preset on there where the drums had so much reverb on it sounded ridiculous. And at the time, I remember thinking to myself, who the hell would ever use this preset? It sounds stupid. You know, the drums were like, whoa! It sounded like you're in the most enormous hall ever, like way too lively and kind of stupid. However, Pink Milk have used that sound and it sounds absolutely incredible. Like I say, it takes their song from one place to a totally different stratosphere. And I love that. Never forget the importance of production if you're in a band making music right now. That was Pink Milk anyway with Detroit, and before then, brand new to the show.